Yeah, buddies, that's a little bit of Jimi Hendrix. Hey, Joey Jojo, where are you going with that gun in your hand? Now, Gail, I'm going to ask you right off the bat, guess who picked the song, Hey Joe? Joe, who has a tendency, here's the two things he gave us an opportunity for, Hey Joe or Run Joey Run.
Yeah, I like both of those. Or or Joey by Bob Dylan.
You love that you're a Joey.
Joey. I hate having you in that room. Yesterday was such a great, positive day.
What happened? What? I'm here. I'm back.
No, you're not back. Corporate Chris was here yesterday. This is Hoodie Chris, which he bought. Where did you buy that at?
Old Navy.
Okay, he went to Old Navy.
Okay.
Good deals.
Because he loves the commercials. Now, everyone's, 2 days ago saying, oh, Chris, new hoodie. You will see that hoodie until the snow falls.
It's part of the fall line for me.
And winter, because your winter line is just putting a heavier coat over your fall line.
Yeah.
I kind of miss the corporate look from yesterday.
Everybody
I'm not gonna lie.
Loved it. Everybody loved it.
The hair? You could have at least done the hair like that again.
I don't even know where to find more product.
You went from your hair looked great yesterday to somehow it looks 8 inches longer and shaggy.
Dry as a bone.
Yeah, bone dry.
Bone dry.
Bone digger, bone digger. It is the Bennington Show. As a matter of fact, we're waiting for an early guest.
We are.
Is that guest running on time, Chris?
I was told, if anything, 5 minutes late, but between 1 and 5 minutes late is what I was told.
Okay, between 1 and 5 minutes late, that's how we run things here at the old dog.
By minute.
Minute by minute. It's like NASA, really.
Everything is just so.
Yeah, everything is just locked in and perfect. It is Amy Ryan, who you know from Gone Baby Gone and The Office, Capote. She's just a great actor. Everyone fell in love with her, by the way.
Yeah, she's very charming, right?
Well, she's charming, and she's pretty without playing to pretty. You know, her biggest problem is she's such a good actor that everyone doesn't know that she's done all these different movies.
Yeah.
Because they just see the different people, you know? Kind of like Stanley. He's got a different personality every day here on the
air. So true.
Sometimes he's corporate guy, then he's hoodie boy, on his Segway.
Hoverboard, please, Rod.
Well, I was watching last night, and Pete Davidson came out on his and called it a segue. And by the way, wrote it very well. Not as good as that boy band that Gail's crazy about.
Yes.
Now. Yeah, I don't know who was angrier about the boy band on hoverboards, you or Chris, but you were both furious. It's up on the iBang for the last couple of days. But why did this create so much anger?
I think it's that it's just like the epitome of like douche culture. It's like between the song, the dress, you know, that like long black t-shirt thing where like boys are now doing this like weird length of shirt.
Yeah, they're very frank. He goes to the Hollywood.
And then the leather hat, the leather baseball cap.
Right.
Giant watch.
Gold
chain.
And why are his knees showing? What is that all about?
And why not his nephews?
It's derelict.
Yeah, it is.
Derelict.
Derelict. The thing about it, I don't know whether we've ever seen a hoverboard dance before, but it would have been nicer to have girls do it and not, you know, dude bros.
Just the biggest douches in the universe.
It doesn't help that they're also kind of doing these kind of like tough movements with their arms. Like, you can't look tough on that.
And this dude, the one dude in the background, has just a bandana print on his shirt.
As opposed to
that
bothers you?
Yeah, that bothers me a lot. Everything about this.
Pretty cool.
What?